Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
How many people have been... have been attached to that song. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Take us with you on the Odyssey app on this Sunday morning, the 23rd day of February. Good morning, Georgia.
Morning.
And to all you Wizard of Oz fans in Snellville, good morning. Out in Snellville.
Where everybody's somebody.
You ever heard of Victor Fleming?
I have heard that name.
He's the dude who had a pretty good year in 1939.
Okay.
He was a director. He did this movie and another movie called Gone with the Wind.
In
the same year.
Yeah, he was on.
He had a Spielberg-like year.
Yeah, he did.
He was the original Spielberg. But anyway, Wizard of Oz, and listen, I wonder if his estate, or is it MGM, I don't know, how much they got from what's the one that just, Wicked, from that play.
Oh, I don't know.
If it's loosely based on the movie, I would imagine this.
Well, it's based on the book, so
I don't know.
I don't know if Warner Brothers gets anything.
Yeah, maybe not. I don't know. And then there was that other one that came out with, who's the Australian actor, big guy, The Great and Powerful, something like. There was another movie about called that, and I think it was Hugh Jackman. That was it. I think he was in that for a minute. So anyway.
Okay. And then there was Under the Rainbow.
That's right. I forgot about that. And, of course, let's not sleep on The Wiz.
Yeah, yeah.
So anything loosely based around that, you know.
Oz, The Great and Powerful.
That's it. Yeah.
The Franco one.
Well, I thought Under the Rainbow was remarkable.
Was yours?
The town was inundated with little people.
You think folks have read the stories about what happened on that set back in the day with the little people?
Probably
and
not.
The things that happened? Y'all need to go check that out. Here's some of the crazy stuff that happened on that set. Anyway, Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Yeah, it would have been Victor Fleming's birthday today, along with W.E.B. Du Bois.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and y'all don't know who that is.
Absolutely.
You need to go look him up.
You have to look far because for a time he was a professor at Clark Atlanta.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
My first favorite wide receiver. And
birthday today?
Is it birthday today?
I know what you're talking about.
He
could catch the ball without using his hands.
Yes, he could.
Stick to his forearm.
Got an award named after him in college. And this was a guy who was on the rival team of my father's. And that's why he was my favorite, because I followed the Oakland Raiders. He followed Kansas City Chiefs, but Fred Biletnikoff.
Mm-hmm. Happy birthday today.
Happy birthday. And a possession. He was the original Cooper Kupp. Right?
Yep.
Because... yes, wasn't a possession receiver because they had Daryl LaMonica used to throw it. I forgot to who was because he was called the Mad Bomber.
He had like Warren Wells. He had some guys that would just go to Cliff Branch.
Cliff Branch, that's the one I'm thinking of. Yeah,
you know, Cliff Branch was like a track man.
Ed Too Tall Jones would have been his birthday today.
It's his birthday. Shout out to my good fraternity brother.
See, Ed I knew Tall that one Jones. To you.
You know where I ran into him?
Where's that?
Freedman's.
Oh, you know that's right. Getting some shoes? He got them big feet.
He got about size 17 and a half. He had about a dozen, he had about a dozen pair of them things in that joint, man. Well, hey, I'm just serious. That's what the place is known
that's
for.
That's what it is, exactly. Not just basketball players.
You go to Freedman's Shoe Store, it's like going to the Hall of Fame. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, that's where everybody goes to shop and whatnot. So, yeah.
And happy 62nd birthday to a man who doesn't have a worry in the world, and we all know it. Bobby Bonilla.
Yep. Oh, no. He just.
Short of having some. Hopefully, he doesn't have any health problems.
Yep.
But other than that, Bobby Bonilla ain't got no problems.
Got a big smile on his face.
Every year, January 1st. All right, man. Are we ready to hear our own Mike Conti? And you know, the nice part about this is not just a call of his, it's the beginning of a new season.
Yes.
And he got himself a new little kind of catchphrase going.
Yeah, because we lost Boom Yakamakas last year. We enjoyed that so much. We look forward to hearing that. And, you know, the season kind of went, you know, sideways when he left. And we didn't know, you know, a lot about this late edition because there were some questions as to whether or not Latte Lap was going to be able to join the team.
Mm-hmm.
Until several weeks ago, and that all got cleared up. And then, of course, Miguel Almirón returning to the team as well. Big crowd, yes, last night, upwards of 65,000 turning out at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. If you're listening, we had it for you here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Yep.
As Atlanta United opens the MLS regular season on a winning note, and the winning open to the Ronnie Dyla era, the new coach of the team, winning in his very first MLS match here in Atlanta. Of course, he's had success up the road in New York. Against the win here. Noel, which one do we have this time? Which one do we have one?
We have the last goal.
Okay.
Let's do it.
The very last one. Here we are, our very own Mike Conti.
And Jason.
Pierce with a pass blocked by Edwards. He fires it up to Moranchuk, who dribbles into the Montreal half, pass to Latte Lott. Tap back to Almirón, who sends it ahead to Mascara. Left side of the 18, dribbles into the box. Shot! Score! Goal! Awesome! As he has done so many times before as a substitute, Edwin Mascara with a rocket into the right upper 90 to beat Sirois and give Atlanta United the lead.
He went top shelf with that thing. I don't know if you've seen video of it, but it's a great goal. He kicks it, and he aimed for the upper corner, of the goal, and that's where he got it, in the back of the net up there, somewhere where the goalkeeper had no chance of getting that thing. And that will be the game winner last night. So, I mean, the crowd, you hear the enthusiasm. You could hear it in Mike Conti's voice.
Yeah. I like the other one, too, we got. That one's available, because he gives a little tag there at the end.
Yeah, it's something we can look forward to, right?
Yeah.
You know, because you wondered how long it was going to be before you came
up with it. Let us know if you get it, Noel. If you can't, that's fine. But you got it?
All right.
Hit it.
Let's hear this one.
Quickly thrown into Moranchuk. In the left attacking third. Back to Hernandez. Swung to the penalty spot. And a header is loose. And stabbed into the net by Latte Lott. It's a double latte! And Atlanta United retakes the lead on a broken play in the 63rd minute.
Double latte.
So you got to hope that everybody in the sales department up there at Atlanta United has made some calls or are going to reach out to Starbucks first thing in the morning or maybe create their own.
Create their own.
Create their own. Kind of like that? What was it? Like, hey, man, like we got here.
Right.
Create their own. Get the cups out there. Sell them. How many ideas are we going to start giving to these local teams? We hooked up the Dream. We hooked up with great ideas for the volleyball team. Oh, jeez.
Yeah, but this is an easy one. This one is very easy. Very easy one. And I think we'll see something pretty soon. Either you have to go out and get it, or maybe in your grocery store. I'm not sure. Maybe you have to go online and order. I don't know.
This is what I see happening.
We're going to order. Have some
this is going to be special to
coffee.
This is going to be special to Atlanta, like the octopi is to Detroit.
Okay.
When they score ahead and they throw the octopi in the ice. So you get these cups, and when he gets a goal, everybody whips them on the pitch. Then they'll clean them up afterwards. But, you know, you got these cups.
The coffee cups?
Yeah, the coffee cups. Got to be empty, though.
Well, that could be messy.
Or they got something else attached to it. Maybe the tops.
We don't want to do that to the grass.
Fling them.
We don't do that to our turf. Playing surface. I don't think that would work.
We got to figure something out.
We got to figure out something. That's going to be great. But Latte Lott making his debut with Atlanta United. Not one, but two goals last night And that's fantastic work as they win by a score of 3-2. Gets the season off to a great start. Next stop, Charlotte. We're going to have it here.
We got it for you right here. I was trying to think of another idea. We get famous people drinking out of that cup. So every time there's a goal, you get like, you know, to think of somebody famous.
You could have a real ceramic, real coffee mug that people get and they can keep at home. Latte. You could have a latte day. We have one game that's a latte day, just like they give you a bobblehead at certain games.
Absolutely.
You get a latte, you're gonna get the cup latte lot coffee.
Various revenue streams are in play here.
You know what I mean?
Because we get the pictures. We want Trey Young. We get maybe even retired players. We get Dominique. We get Tripper Jones. We get the mayor. And every time you get a picture of the mayor. He's drinking out of that cup. And they have the name of whatever latte on there. I'm telling you, man, this is a conversation that should take place up in the sales offices with Atlanta United if they haven't already.
They've already done it. Well, if they hadn't already, because he just got to town, but
especially, you know, made cups like the unit, like stripes. Give him the stripes on the cup.
Yeah.
Oh, forget about it. I got this covered. Y'all didn't give me a call.
You know what I mean? Just like, we'll see, but that's his thing. You use your latte cup to sip your coffee when you have your biscuits and gravy.
Yeah.
That's another idea we had.
I'm just telling you, man. Listen, the tomahawk chop made its way, permeated around Atlanta. It didn't land the same way it did in Braves games. But other sports around Atlanta, the crowd tried to do that when there was positivity going on.
Mm-hmm.
You do the same thing with this. Them cups out there. You sell that out at other professional sporting events. It's all about Atlanta, right?
Right.
So at the end of the day, you're promoting the city. We'll workshop this.
Okay.
If we can get some more ideas out of it.
That's a great idea.
Caleb Johnson coming up in just a little bit here. But again, I asked you earlier about this Atlanta United team, and Jason Longshore and you talked the last couple of weeks. And the outlook from Jason and you, it's very positive in the possibilities of what could happen and what this team could look like this upcoming season.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think this kind of confirms it a little bit last night. And you know, you want to kind of tap the brakes a little bit on a whole lot of enthusiasm. Well, you want the people to be enthusiastic, but the expectation, right? Because you got a lot of new, and they hadn't worked with the team very long. Sometimes it's a process that takes a while. Both he and Almiron come in, and they've been actively playing, so they don't have to play their way into shape.
Right.
It's just being
the chemistry,
right? You know, how long does that take to kick in? And so if they went out last night and they didn't look too great or didn't have this positive outcome, still understand that they're this work in progress, and it's a very long season that goes into next fall. So that's the other thing you want to remember. But when you go out and you play the way they played last night and you get the result that you get, you say, mm-hmm. Well, okay, here we go. And remember, Atlanta United spoilers. These guys fresh out of the box compete for championships. And we said, boy, it's always going to be this way, isn't it? No. You know what I mean? Just like any other league, any other sport. But also we talked about last night marked the start of the 30th season of MLS.
Right.
MLS 30, which is a lot less time than your other major professional sports leagues that we talk about, be it the NHL, Major League Baseball, NBA, NFL. And, you know, Jason and I talked about why the fans for Atlanta United here in Atlanta or Atlanta United fans. There's no previous loyalty. There's no generations of loyalty like people who move here from Chicago or L.A. and where their father took them to these games or their grandfather told them stories about this. This league's only been here for 30 years overall.
Right. And one generation.
You know what I mean? Right. And so that's the thing of it. When you see people dress up for Atlanta United, they are Atlanta fans. There's no jersey from back home stuffed in the back of the closet they're going to bring out if Atlanta don't play well. You know, which happens with the other teams. Folks cheer for the Braves if the Braves are winning. If the Braves aren't winning, they're going to drag that Cubs jersey out or the Pittsburgh Pirates jersey, wherever they migrated from. That's not happening with this team. This is an all-Atlanta crowd that shows up.
I don't think the jerseys will be brought out, but I do think there's allegiance, and I will push back on one aspect of this, and that's because of where we live. I'm not talking about Americans doing that. I'm talking about the Europeans the international soccer fans that we have in this city, which we now know is ever present when we go to an Atlanta United game. Hey, everybody in that building ain't speaking English.
Right.
Okay.
Well, and you don't have to.
Exactly.
It's
so my
not
point
required.
Is,
it's not required to understand this sport.
My point is that we have a large international community that we see collectively at a United game, as opposed to anywhere else, not a Braves, not a Falcons, anywhere. This is the sport that brings out the different nooks and crannies of people who came here across a body of water or over a border to get to this country. And I think that's another reason why, as you said, the newness of the sport lends itself to people getting
here on
the ground
floor. Well, not the newness of the sport, but the newness of
the league.
This league. Yeah. You know, the league hadn't been around that long.
All right, we got to talk some basketball, which has been around a little bit longer.
Yeah, it has.
And Caleb Johnson covers the Hawks for us, and he's going to be joining us next. It is Sam and Greg on this Sunday morning, 23rd day of February. Happy birthdays go out to my man Colin Cibula, who's resting a little bit here, and he better get his act together. I can say that because he's kind of a nephew of mine, you know.
Okay,
he better, you know, put the thing down and do some sit-ups once in a while and get yourself feeling better. You got a youngin, a two-year-old youngin.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
Got
to do it.
So there you go. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It is Sam and Greg on this Sunday morning. I got a question. Y'all ain't got to tell me now. Tell me next break. Who should be next year's Super Bowl halftime entertainment? Okay, as we sit here and listen to Bruno. It got me just thinking. It just popped in my head earlier. And
we already had him.
No, I said it reminded me. I wanted to ask you that. No, I'm not trying to get him back. I'm saying you know, Kendrick's done it two times. Bruno did it a couple times.
And is there a band that could play?
I hear well, let's talk about this next segment.
Whether or not is there, will we ever hear a band do halftime at Super Bowl again?
Not solely, because they will probably bring somebody else on with them, and they may dip out for a little bit, kind of like, well, speaking of Bruno, he brought Red Hot Chili Peppers out when he did his solo one in New York. I don't know. Let's think about that. This last segment, we'll ask you guys that. And it was on this day, as we get ready to talk basketball, believe it or not, today was the day that Bobby Knight threw that chair.
Ah.
Hit that game. Whipped that chair across the court. I'm still surprised. Every time I have seen it in maybe I'm missing it, I see nothing. I mean absolutely nothing having to do with his name. At University of Indiana.
I think they got some stuff.
They might, but it's not visible on TV.
Yeah, you don't talk about it. They didn't put his name on the building, but he's got his name on something up there.
Okay. Yeah. I'm just wondering. Anyways, we welcome in Caleb Johnson. Caleb, man, appreciate it. Thank you, and good morning. Hope you're having a good weekend.
Hey, good morning, guys. I will put my two cents in on your who should be next year's halftime performer.
Go ahead.
Please.
It's going to be someone that is going to bring in the youth, Chapel Roan. She's a big-time pop singer. He's kind of blowing up recently. I would say within the last year,
yep.
Chapel Roan should be the one to go to, just because you bring in a little bit of a different audience, and I feel like that's kind of what they've been trying to do the last couple of years, get someone that people are excited about and maybe a different audience watching the game. And so, yeah, Chapel Roan's where I would go.
Okay. I can understand the reasoning behind it. Jay-Z, remember, is the brains behind whoever they're going to bring on.
Yeah.
Does she go on by herself? You want to see somebody else perform with her?
Or who's the other act? You could send a lot of different people. It's just one of those, like, who's a good singer? Like, who is a popular, maybe up-and-coming, really good singer to go, kind of pair with her? Any of the, like, young pop artists, the Olivia Rodrigos, the Sabrina Carpenters, like, those, like, get a younger audience, I feel like, involved in this, instead of maybe some of the nostalgia and then more adult-themed type stuff like we got with Kendrick this year.
No, listen, he's 100% right, and it's piggybacks on what you have said since I've worked with you, Sam. The lifeblood of any sport is youth participation.
Yeah.
So to keep them eyes coming to that game, or at least at halftime, there were so many people that I talked to that were just going to watch the halftime show, didn't care about the game.
What about the artist that gets their own camera, that focused on them while they're at games? Why don't they get her to do the halftime show?
They've asked her before. You're talking about Taylor.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, A, there's a lot of people, believe it or not, despite her fan base, they feel like she's boring. I'm just saying.
Yep.
But she's been asked in the past, and whatever the reason, whether it was she was on tour or whatever, she had declined.
Yep.
But what do they use this tour, this platform for? To promote something.
Right.
Kendrick just came off a whole bunch of awards leading into that, so he didn't really need to promote anything other than himself and give another shot at you-know-who was down in Australia. But, I don't know. But let's talk to him about basketball.
Yeah,
let's get into this in a little bit. Well,
there's a real reason we got you.
We got your vote, Caleb. That's cool. I understand the reasoning behind it, and we'll see what happens. But what is going on with these Hawks? I leave here for a weekend, and these guys get on a little mini losing streak there. First it was winning streak, and then it was losing streak. Where are we at right now with this team?
Yeah, I think to call it a losing streak, it's one of those, the game against New York is – like, that was, you saw some really good fight in this team when they had plenty of reasons to just kind of throw in the towel and be like, hey, we're going to go into the All-Star break and get our rest. And so to see them be as competitive as they are against a top Eastern Conference team, I know they've had some good luck again. Well, I shouldn't say good luck. They've had some really good games against the Knicks in the past. But, like, that's a top three seed in the East right now. And so they should be, kind of given their credit. Coming out of the break, you had an Orlando team that, look, I said it on my own social media, and I fully believe the officials affected the outcome of that game on Thursday. they absolutely decided, hey, you know, we know the kind of physicality that Orlando has, and so we're going to officiate it like that. But they were not giving the Hawks the same courtesy. And so, you know, found themselves in some very frustrating situations where Trae Young was vocalizing his frustrations with the officials. They took offense to that, and it showed that I have never seen officials call a game so biased, where it was so clear that they were punishing Trae Young and his teammates because he was sticking up for them. And he made sure to speak about it after the game by saying, hey, look, I'm not 19 anymore. You know, people change, people grow. Clearly he's talking about himself and how maybe when he was younger, he would have been a bit too boisterous, you know, maybe when it came to the officiating.
Right.
And he's calmed down. But he wants his respect. It's like, look, I've been in the league a long time now. I deserve my respect. He wasn't getting it. And it was a real shame because I think that was a close game. Like, that was a game that the Hawks absolutely could have won. But, like I said, the Magic were allowed to be physical. The Hawks were not. And you don't have a really good shot to beat a Magic team because they're so tall and physical when you can't match that physicality, especially you throw on top the fact that they shot the ball so poorly in that game. And so that's really – all of those sorts of things kind of get you to where you're at, where I know fans have kind of been up and down with the new guys that have been brought in, you know, and I heard some chanting at the game from some fans who were sitting behind me of like, oh, this is who you gave up DeAndre Hunter for. And it's like, look, there is very much the long game being played here when it comes to DeAndre, and these guys are going to have hot and cold nights. It's kind of Caris LeVert's career as being a hot and cold player that you're just kind of like, well, he could be more helpful to us right now. And then, you know, with the Terrence Mann, he's more of a long-term plan. George Niang, you just want to see him shoot some threes and try to be as consistent as possible.
That's Caleb Johnson joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sam, before you get on here, we don't have the actual sound, but let me read you what Caleb is talking about here with Trae Young. This is from Trae after that game. You just wish that you can get some refs that just don't take things personal and understand that people grow, Trae said. I'm not 19 anymore. I can communicate with these people, and I have a lot of the refs. I mean, I don't know what that means there. I feel like the refs have been responsive for the most part, but then you get a few, a handful, that like we got tonight, that are just, I mean, take personal, and you can see by the way they make the calls.
Yeah. Speaking out on that, you know, that's what he was talking about. Folks, spending time on the waitfor.com hotline on this Sunday morning with Caleb Johnson. He is social. You can always find him at ATL Johnson 18. Caleb, okay, I think this is a crucial stretch of games for the Hawks because if they want to try to get them into the sixth spot, and that is where Detroit is right now. They just played Orlando. They have two games with Miami. That makes this week a pretty important week for this team, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely, and they are aware of it. You know, it's funny. I talked to Trae earlier before that Orlando game, and we were like, okay, obviously it's one game at a time. Players always talk about, oh, I'm not looking too far ahead. But it was like, are you guys aware of the fact that the teams you're playing coming up are the ones right above you in the standings that you obviously want to gain some ground on? And he was like, sure. He was like, it gets discussed in the locker room. But, you know, and he kind of doubled back on the, we're going to keep it one game at a time. I think everyone realizes this is a week in which you can kind of not separate yourselves, but push yourself into that conversation of, okay, are the Hawks going to be a legitimate playoff making that sixth seed type conversation? Or you go this week, you lose to the Pistons, you lose twice to the Heat, and everyone's going, are they a play-in team? You know, like the conversation can shift that fast. It's the same as what happened back in January when you were thinking, oh, this team could go on a run. And then they went out on the West Coast and came back, and you're like, oh, I mean, how good are they really? Like, it's just, it's kind of been the Hawks this season and in times past, just being up and down. So I think you come away, you get 2 out of 3, you know, when it comes to the couple of Miami games and the Detroit game. And I think you'd feel pretty good about that. Obviously, you'd love a sweep and that sort of thing to climb up in the Eastern Conference standards. But these are – people talk about the litmus test. Like, these are litmus test-type games because these are your competition that you really should be better than. I mean, Detroit is still in their early phases of rebuilding with Cade Cunningham and the crew they're put together there. Obviously, Miami, they just traded away their star. And the Hawks, you know, they still have theirs. And so I think you should be able to, you should really be able to climb up the standings here, get some wins, and feel good about the direction you're going. Hopefully building in some of these new players and guys playing new roles because of injuries like Larry Nance Jr. And maybe in a couple weeks we see Vic Krejci coming back.
You know, when you talk about this Eastern Conference, everybody talks about Boston first and who's going to get past them, but they're looking up at Cleveland. And is there any way that you see Boston getting past what we're seeing out of Cleveland right now if it came down to those two teams?
I mean, I certainly, with those two, I would lean Boston just because of experience, just because there is something to the effect of, hey, we've been here before, because Boston has been in this position before when they had to take on a veteran Miami team who had been there before and Boston hadn't, and it was like, oh, okay, this is different. So I think Boston having that championship cachet, have the ability to turn it on in the playoffs. But you're right, like Cleveland's been on just an insane hot streak, and I think adding DeAndre Hunter to that mix certainly helped them out, you know, from a scoring perspective for sure. I just wonder about come playoff time and come, hey, the circumstances are truly different here. We're playing the same opponent over and over and over again. How they handle that, and, you know, are they just a little bit further away, or are they just as good as we've seen them play this season, and this is their opportunity to get over the hump? I don't know. Just something in me leans Boston because, like I said, because they've been there.
All right. We got to thank Caleb for getting up and joining us. We got to get him on more often, man.
Absolutely.
So, listen, I appreciate it, Caleb. We're going to be reaching out to you a little bit more as we get down to crunch time end of the season. So we thank you for when you make yourself available.
Well, thank you for this and also for the suggestion for Super Bowl halftime.
Yeah, that too. Even though Noel ain't feeling it. but that's okay. That's quite all right.
Thanks, Caleb.
Appreciate it, man. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.
All right, y'all have a good one.
There you go. Man, I ain't going to talk about this with Caleb, but look it, we got to recalibrate what we say about somebody. Because I saw the news this past week. Daddy Ball lost his foot.
Yeah.
So I can't, you know, we can't come at him the way we used to. He got his kids in the NBA, God bless him, and he is who he is. But that wasn't news I was expecting. I didn't know about him dealing with something.
Yeah, I didn't know that either.
So a little shout out to Daddy Ball there. Anyway, we're going to wrap things up here in a little bit there. And I knew it was something that we hadn't got to, but that is right around the corner. It is Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Take us with you on the Odyssey app. We lost Melvin Franklin on this day.
Melvin Franklin.
There you go.
Merry Christmas.
And the beat goes on.
From the Temptations.
That's why we're playing some Temptations. And this was like, you hear his voice prominently in this one. But yeah, lost Melvin on this date.
Yeah.
And wanted to make sure we got a little any excuse to play some Temptations.
Yeah,
hey, Sam and Greg, like I said, we are going to turn things over to Abe here in just a little bit. We also lost the 6th president of the United States on this day. Yeah, number 6. If you remember social studies, you do your count backwards, see if you can guess which one that is. I get past 3 and I get kind of shaky.
Adams.
It is. You're right there.
But which one?
one of them went there twice, and then, you know. No, today we lost John Quincy Adams.
John Quincy Adams. Okay,
he was the 6th president of the United States.
Hey, man.
So
give me a little credit.
Yeah, no, I give you a whole lot of credit because I wouldn't have got that. Things that happened on this date, we, you know, Tiger crashed his car on this date.
Yeah.
This was the day he ran, you know, south of Los Angeles in 2021, crashed his car. Slim Shady was released on this day. Eminem, speaking of halftime acts. I didn't know about this. I had forgotten it was his parents, but I remembered he won a suit. Gary Coleman won $1.2 million against his parents. See, Noel's ready to jump in on this one.
Uh-oh.
I remember he had somebody was taking his money and mismanaging it and stuff, but I forgot it was his parents who done that. Go ahead, Noel.
Yeah, his famous quote was, they spent all my money and they didn't even let me buy trains because he liked trains.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah, and today was the day that he got awarded $1.2 million. Lost him in, I think it was 2010.
$1.2 million they didn't have, by the way.
Yes. Yeah. Also, one of the most famous pictures in American military history happened on this date. And this was the day in 45 where the Marines planted the flag in Iwo Jima.
Oh, man, okay.
And that famous picture. And yes. I forgot the Mount Sir Bachi, something like that. But it was in Iwo Jima, 1945. And I never saw this movie all the way through. We all know about it, but I've never seen it. Have you seen it? Noel, have you seen it? The movie Pinocchio.
Yeah, I've seen it once.
I never seen it all the way through. I mean, I've seen glimpses of it, pieces
of
here
seen
and there.
Pieces of it. I don't remember.
I don't think I've sat through from soup to nuts with that movie, but it was released on this day. So I want to throw that out there. And there you go. Mississippi, by the way, was readmitted to the United States on this day.
On this day?
They were readmitted after the Civil War.
Okay.
So that happened on this date here. What little pieces of information have we avoided, we not had a chance to get to? I know we talked to Atlanta United.
Yep.
What's going on with them? We got listen, you used to do a game day here. It was beautiful, but it just as beautiful as a race day.
It is that.
Out at Atlanta Motor Speedway.
Everybody head out that way, and I mean, there are a lot of different ways to get into the place from back in the day. Jason Longshore was talking yesterday about how, as a kid in high school, as a fundraiser, he would park cars at Atlanta Motor Speedway because he's a Southside guy.
I do.
We talked
too,
about how it was
there.
That long trail down Tara Boulevard to get there. Not a lot of different ways to get there now. It's not this long conga line, as you like to say, on Tara Boulevard to get to the racetrack.
You can helicopter in if you got the means.
Well, that's the way I went there the first time I went there was on a helicopter.
What?
Yeah.
You never told that story.
Yeah, I did.
Well, I forgot it. Tell it again.
There. No, Bill Hartman sent me.
Oh, that's
there.
Right. I remember right? that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you I go down there and I get to meet Jim McKay up on the roof and whatnot. So, yeah.
I remember there was a roof involved.
Yeah. But you tell us it's kind of a nervous thing. And I guess all helicopters do when they fly in the vicinity of Hartsfield-Jackson, you got to fly right over the middle. Because you can't be out during the end when the planes are taking off and landing.
Sure, that makes sense.
And so to fly right by you had to get right by the control tower and fly by on your helicopter because there are no planes flying in that area, right? The planes are either taking off or landing.
That must be crazy when there's an accident out in that area because you know you got highways all around
and
there.
You got your traffic, chopped.
Oh, man.
Yeah,
I didn't even think about that until you said that.
They got to be careful where they position themselves if something happens, especially talking about 285 and 75, you know, down in that area. But yeah, flying down is the thing I remember most about being on that helicopter flying down there. Me and a photographer, shout out to my man Clarence Gordon, I was with him that day. And we, you're like, okay, where are the planes at? we gonna fly across this thing, and you know how busy that airport is. But they're taking off and landing on the ends in the middle. Everybody's on the ground,
and we shouldn't even make light of it because of obviously what just happened up in Washington.
Oh yeah, oh my goodness.
But
what happened in Washington, what happened north of the border, and thankfully everybody came out. Everybody walked out of that thing.
That wing just, jeez.
So, that was something that I remember from helicopter my first time going to Atlanta Motor Speedway. But however way you get there today, be safe as you travel down. They got a whole lot of pre-race concerts and different things to do.
Go to the website.
I'm saying there's some sea lions down there. I'm going to go down. I want to find these sea lions.
Where the tank is and all that?
Yeah, okay. where they setting these dudes at, man? If I can go and see them, right? So that's happening today. Obviously, tonight, Hawks play at 6 o'clock.
Well, I was about to tee that up there. Okay. Well, before that, we got college basketball. Purdue at Indiana, 1:15 pre-tip. Tip at 1:30. And then Hawks versus Detroit tonight, 5:30. Everything that's going and tip at 6 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow, Hawks versus Miami. And then Wednesday, again, Hawks versus Miami. We'll have both of those games for you right here in case you can't get in front of a TV. And the one that, you know, I don't know who the team is right now. I'm sure it has to do with a lot of people maybe from that city. But one of the teams is going to start packing State Farm is Oklahoma City. And they're going to be here on Friday. They're going to be here on Friday.
It's the one time you get to see them. It's just like Memphis. They're in the West, and they're the one time a year that they get to come here. So you want to get out and catch this team. It's one of the hot teams in the league right now.
Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. We were having a little bit of fun today, and Caleb gave us his pick. We were just talking about, you know, the halftime entertainment. Who would you like to see coming up this upcoming year in Super Bowl? We're also talking about soon paying for the Super Bowl, but that's a whole other argument. But Caleb came on, and he brought his thoughts on, and I immediately saw two thumbs down on the other side of the glass.
Yeah, what's up with that over there, Noel? you were poo-pooing that right before he could even say it good.
But again, music is subjective, right?
Yeah, okay.
Go ahead.
First off on the record, I like Chaperone. I do. But I was in a room full of people during the Grammys when she performed, and that's when it dawned on me, oh, she does theater music. And then someone in the room was like, yes, that's why I don't like this.
Wait, say that again. Say that again.
She does theater music. So, like, the type of songs she writes sound like they belong in a musical
Broadway?
Theater. Yes.
Okay.
Now, I feel the same way about another person he named, Olivia Rodrigo.
Okay.
The difference is, like, the kids, like the 16s and somethings, like, they have really attached themselves to her. And she has more than one album. That's the other thing about Chapel.
Okay.
She only has the one album, so I can't really see you doing a halftime show with that small amount of catalog. Now, you can get all the new girls if you want, like her and Olivia and Sabrina Carpenter, but if you're going to pick one of the new ones, to me, it's probably going to be Sabrina Carpenter.
Sabrina, that's what I was
thinking
of.
Yeah, she gives you more of like that old school 90s Britney Spears kind of style pop star that's easily digestible to sell.
I heard, Sam, the other day, along the lines of what she's saying,
right,
that the 20-somethings, the teens, or whoever that generation is, they could use a pop princess, as it was said. In other words, the next Britney Spears.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's missing. I didn't even know there was a void there. But apparently there's a void for the next pop princess.
Miley Cyrus.
No, she ain't it. She's too old, too. Okay. She's been around.
No, but I mean somebody who stepped at the time she came along.
I don't think she was.
You don't think she was?
I think Britney, and who was it after Britney?
Well, there's that era that Britney and Christina,
that's
Mandy
it. Aguilera,
Moore
yeah.
era. Yeah, that was like an era. Like, nobody's going to be able to be Britney again just because of, like, where pop was then at that point and how dominant pop was.
Plus, she got a lot of dudes all worked up that outfit
world.
That she put on.
But Sabrina Carpenter is the closest thing we've had to that type of, like, it couldn't be Taylor because she didn't really do pop music until she became an adult, right? So not really a pop princess. I wouldn't say Miley was because she was stuck in the Disney vein for a while, and then she really genre hyped. We did metal, we did country, we did hip hop. So she's been a genre hopper for a while. So Sabrina is really the first thing we're seeing that's kind of in that vein of what we're used to a pop star looking like. Even though she's bringing something different to the table.
Is it possible? Because here's the name I thought of, and of course, well, there's two names I thought of. Because Sam said, well, maybe it could be country. And I thought Lainey Wilson. She's perfect. Does the college football intro with Darius.
Yeah.
And she's popular. She won a bunch of Grammys. So if you're going to have at least one of the people in that stage, and she's got football fans that know her, I'm thinking she could be one. But the other one I was thinking of, is it possibly somebody going to call Lizzo after all this time?
Well, Lizzo's working on her rebranding right now.
That's what I'm saying.
So, something, she's already been called. Something's in the works. So,
okay. I'm saying it might be,
but
Lizzo,
no,
right?
Not for a halftime show. She's not big enough.
You don't want her. Okay.
She's not big enough. It's not what I want. She's not big enough.
You mentioned one. You mentioned somebody.
Oh, Megan. Oh, yeah. Megan Thee Trainor. Yeah.
Megan
what about
Stallion.
Her? She's not big enough.
Stallion, excuse me.
Megan Thee Stallion.
Did I say Trainor? Jeez.
They could do that if they want to stay on a rap train. If they want to do something else, maybe not. But if you want to stay on the rap train and where female rap is right now, I could see you doing that, maybe, but usually it's somebody like super, super global big, right? But they can't be too big to where they don't need you. That's why they can't get Taylor.
Right, right, right.
That's why they'll never get Beyonce again.
Like, there is only one voice to really settle all this, and I know you're one of them, Noel. Sam and I, we just kind of sit back and watch. But when it comes to putting the right entertainment at the halftime show, there's only one person to ask.
Oh, and he's here.
What's up, fellas?
What's going on, man?
Olivia Rodrigo.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, I said that one.
That's already been poo-pooed by Noel.
Well, she's wrong. That's all right.
No, I didn't poo-poo Olivia Rodrigo.
Olivia Rodrigo puts
wrong.
Out banger after banger after banger.
Yeah.
Billie Eilish, I think.
No, Billie Eilish could. People like her.
I'm surprised we didn't say her. Yeah.
People like Billie Eilish.
Okay.
But they're gonna go back to like an old legend.
Why?
No, Jay-Z won't.
They're gonna try. I guarantee you behind the scenes they ask.
Who would that be?
I don't know, but they ask. I guarantee you they ask before they get to the new people.
All right, let me ask you this. If it was rock, who would you grab? Think about it. Country. Because like I said, Lainey Wilson is you can't get much hotter than her right now without grabbing some, because again, you want younger folks, as we talked about, right?
Yep. Or do you care about younger folks? You figure it's a Super Bowl, and whoever it is, people are
going to see them. No, if they didn't care about younger folks, then you wouldn't have had Kendrick.
Okay.
They definitely do, but I always think that they go for the biggest names possible first. Kendrick's a nice name, but, like, you're still making the Stones turn it down since they're doing their failware.
You don't want
whatever.
Them no more. You don't want nobody.
I guarantee you they ask. I guarantee you they ask.
I don't see it, Abe. That's what they're trying to do.
I don't know. I think all those people say no. I agree. But I think they ask big before they go.
I don't think they're saying no. I don't think they're asking. That's not what Jay-Z is focused on right now.
I don't think they go back that far. You know?
Yeah, I think those days are over. Trying to get the Stones and Bruce Springsteen. I think those days are over.
If they go old, there's only one act I could see them doing. And that's bringing back the two boy bands, and that's what Justin's going to jump with NSYNC and Backstreet Boys. If that was the way to go. And that would go, okay, let me see what these dudes still got.
The problem with trying to do an NSYNC thing is too many people just want to hear JT stuff.
Well, they've been trying to put them dudes together for the longest
time. And you could do an NSYNC reunion as part of a Timberlake halftime show. But you can't do...
He can't do no more with his own music. That last album of his just stunk.
Yeah, but you can't do a halftime show with JT where he's not playing like two or three of his own songs.
Mm. Yeah. Well, will you figure this out in the next 4 hours?
No, that's exactly not at all going to be part of my discussion.
Well, what will be, Abe? Good to see you again, man. I ain't seen you in a minute.
What you got coming up?
Well, I'm going to try and talk myself off my own ledge in regard to some concerns I have with the Braves. Gonna talk some Falcons. There's no doubt about it. The Kirk Cousins thing is still interesting. Not what the Falcons are gonna do. I think we're all overplaying how interested other teams are. And so I'm gonna go down the list of teams that are gonna want quarterbacks that are available, and kind of find out where Kirk Cousins really fits in to all of that.
All right.
And
what'd you think of last night over the Bens?
Yeah, I mean, we're gonna talk about that too.
Great pregame show, by the way.
Atlanta United, Latte Lath debuts with a brace, and they pick up a dramatic. I mean, it was dramatic.
Yeah,
it's one thing if they had just won this game 3-1, but they had to break ties at multiple points in this game. So, really nice start. Obviously, not a perfect performance, but something to build upon, and you still picked up the 3 points. So, we're going to talk about the Atlanta United debut too.
Absolutely, yeah. Fantastic. Yeah, man.
And figure out any other world's problems, would you please?
Well, I'm here. I'm here.
That's what you give
me what you need.
And by the way, his number to get to Abe is 404-726-0929. For the rest of you, thank you for letting Sam and I be a part of your Sunday morning. We'll be back next week.
Yeah.
Have a wonderful week. Noel, as always, thank you for everything that you do.
Exemplary
you guys
work.
Have yourself a big day. It's Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And take us with you in the Odyssey app.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism, so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, non-stop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.